Hey, good morning. Let's turn to our devotional. Let's go to page 20. Okay, let's read this. True friendship cares. When he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around there that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door. And he was speaking the word to them. Then some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. Now Jesus saw their faith and said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" At once Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves and said to them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and take up your mat and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, stand up, take up your mat, and go to your home." And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them. So they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." That's Mark 21, 1 through 12. I'll just read this part here. "I made a switch to a particular brand of computers a few years ago, and they gave the name of their warranty program a rather friendly title called Blank Care. Indeed, on my visits to their customer service centers, I was pleasantly surprised that they did care about their products and their customers as well. They knew care is a rare commodity in the world nowadays. The four men who carried the paralyzed man cared more about their friend's well-being than any obstacles that lay before them. The teachers of the law, however, cared more about themselves and their own knowledge than anything else. Indeed, it is a great reminder that knowledge puffs up while love builds up. Jesus cared for the man, not just physically, but spiritually, forgiving his sins, demonstrating that we care can have its challenges, but we should remember that God is with us and he will give us the power to overcome." We're all quite familiar with this passage in Mark, and you know, one of the simple aspects when we see something like this is that, you know, these guys, I mean, not just cared, right? They literally went out of their way, you know, to make sure that their friend was helped. I mean, can you imagine opening up someone's roof, you know, to bring someone down? It's almost ridiculous, right? And, you know, a lot of times we have this idea that when we see things in the Bible, we think like, oh, maybe that's what they normally did. You know, I mean, I used to think that a long time, right? Back in the days, you know, I look in and I say, you know, maybe this is kind of what was common. It wasn't common. Most of the things that you see in the scriptures is not common. You know, these guys literally went out of their way and they did a preposterous thing. You know, obviously, the way the houses were built, it was a little easier to put a hole in the roof. But, you know, the same principle lies. It was a crazy thing for these guys to do something like this. And they really cared. And, you know, one thing, you know, part of the caring, if you notice in the scriptures, Jesus turned and he says that he saw their faith. Right, and then he healed him. Right, and so it's interesting. You know, sometimes we think, you know, Lord, you know, does my prayers, you know, does my actions really mean anything? You know, in God's economy, it means a lot. I don't know if the paralytic had faith. You know, the Bible in this passage is very unclear, but it's very clear that the men had faith, and God says he saw their faith, and he healed the man. You know, and he forgave his sins. Right, and so, you know, when we talk about caring, you know, when we go out of our way to care, you know, even more so, and then we get into a situation like this, right? It's quite interesting, isn't it? You know, that we can get very discouraged sometimes and wonder if our prayers and our efforts and these things actually make a difference. And you know, in this passage, God sees. You know, he sees what's happening. He sees the care. He sees the intent of the heart. And he responds to the actions, in this particular case, of their friends. You know, and I think it's a really, really great reminder. You know, yeah, this guy, Sam Ng, is good devotional, you know, this morning. So let's close our eyes. he asks a couple questions, right? He asks, what are some things that we really need to care about in our lives? And then he asks prayerfully, ask God who wants us to show care to this season, how we can practically help and care for them. And then the last question he asks for reflection is, pray that we can bring our non-believing family members, friends, and colleagues to Jesus so they can receive the ultimate healing, the forgiveness of sins, and be made right with God. I think the last one's fantastic, right? Isn't that really, you know, just bring them to Jesus, right? This is actually a two-parter, right? Bring them to Jesus, but also is make sure that Jesus is unstained. You know, in the sense of how we live our lives and our witness as Christians. And so with these reflections in mind, and you know, and then maybe you are a bit discouraged. You've been praying for someone or something, you know, for a while. Let me encourage you to, you know, be encouraged by this Holy Spirit that God is watching, God is listening, and God is answering, right? And then what happened? Well, let's just go before the Lord as Chi-sun leads us in a song. You know, remember this whole Lenten season is about repentance, right? It's about us, you know, coming face to face with God and preparing ourselves for the blessing of the resurrection. And so with that in mind, with that as the backdrop, you know, let's just think about, you know, ask Holy Spirit to kind of lead us. Have there been times in our life where we haven't cared? You know, have there been times in our life where we've not cared about other people or care that people are lost, you know, and doomed to eternal darkness? Have we not cared for people's souls? And, you know, and it's manifest in so many different ways. And let's ask God to change our hearts. Let's ask Him to change our mindsets and to really speak to us, you know, about the condition of our hearts and the fact that we don't care for others. Maybe that even in the body of Christ, you know, you can care less about your fellow brother and sister in the Lord. You know, we need to change that, right? That's not acceptable in the kingdom of God. You know, and so with that as a backdrop, let's just go before the Lord and just repent on not just our carelessness, but our uncaring nature, you know, that so easily comes out of us. Let's pray together. That at heart and mind, let's care about our community that's sick and ill. Let's go to the screen and you can read all of our church members, family members that are going through cancer and different types and that have growths and going through chemotherapy and radiotherapy. Let's just begin to lift them before the Lord and ask God's healing touch to go before them. Let's pray for them. Let's care about not only their illnesses, but also their souls. And let's pray for our members who are sick, but also need that word of salvation. Let's pray for others that are sick with different infirmities and whatnot. And let's pray for our members that are looking for work, that God would just provide for them supernaturally. Let's lift up. Thank you. Let's go to our mission prayer focus and let's pray over China. Let's lift up our church plant and ask God to bless Pastor Sam, his family, Chris and his family, and Mary. Pray for the Chung family, Jane and John and the boys. Ask God's hand to be with them. For Matt and Nate's parents, pray for the Basaraba family, Leanne, who's going to go back, I think tomorrow, back to China. Ask for God's hand, continue to be on her. Pray for the kids in Chichihar. Pray for the government and the churches. Let's just ask Holy Spirit to breathe His wind over China. Our church focus, let's pray for our staff. Let's pray that they would serve the Lord with all their heart. They would work their best, excellence, you know, and that God would just continue to meet all of their needs. Let's pray for our board. Holy Spirit would just continue to touch them, transform them, and really use them to lead this church. Pray for the missions committee, that the Spirit of God would touch them, that they would make plans and agendas, that we can be a missional church. And so let's just really lift up all these leaders before God. Pray for Indonesian ministry. Let's pray for Pastor Salamat and pray for the congregation. The Holy Spirit would just draw them to Jesus. Pray for the Korean church. Pray for Pastor Choi and ask God to really breathe life into this body that's been around Hong Kong for such a long time, that a real revival would break out in the midst of them. So let's pray for these two ministries and leaders. Let's pray for our house churches meeting tonight. Let's pray for Lam Kwai Fong and Old Peak Road, Harborside, Seymour, and Star Street. Let's ask God's hand to be with them and you know, There's so many messages to discuss, you know, this week. But let's pray that God just quickens, you know, something in each of the leaders' hearts, and that they really are on track with what God's doing in their group. And let's just ask the Lord to really minister effectively tonight in these house churches. Father, we thank you, God. We bless you this morning, Lord. We pray, God, that you would continue to teach us to care, God, and teach us, Lord, to be mindful, Lord God, of our thoughts and the attitudes of our hearts, Lord, and help us, God, to be like the friends of this paralytic, Lord, and God, that we'll go above and beyond, God. We'll go out of our way, Lord, to care, Lord, out of our way, God, to help somebody in need. Lord, we just ask, God, for just a real revelation, Lord, in our hearts. God, in the areas that we've been very uncaring, Lord, we pray, God, for forgiveness to flow, and that you would just continue to lead us, God, to be a caring individual, to be a caring church, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, God. Watch over us the rest of this day. We love you, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Please enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.